The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio Network, and it is awesome.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we are here to talk about the debuting brand new, I hope it runs for 20 years, Miz and Mrs. on the USA Network. I'm just gonna say this. This is my new favorite show ever. It's everything I could ever want in my life. Holy crap. Y'all, this is a thing of beauty.
She just stole all my words.
Damn right.
This is the greatest show I've seen in a long time. It is hysterical. It is a complete 180 of Total Bellas, Total Divas. It's less scripted drama, more humor. It is funny. Not to say
Go ahead.
I'm going to say, it's not knocking Total Bellas, Total Divas, because that's a different format. This was so funny. It was nonstop laughter.
I was going to say, I haven't laughed this hard at a show in a really long time. And I remember that, like, Total Divas kind of sort of had this feel when it first started, but it's sort of evolved into more of a dramedy, where there are moments of comedy, but it's more drama, and it's the drama's been kind of, like, getting more unbelievable as the seasons have gone on. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it's like you can tell that the drama is more and more scripted. And the real life responses are scripted. This, you know it's scripted, but you don't care because it's hilarious, number one, and the responses are completely appropriate to the situation. Like, just some of the utter stupidity that happened in this, and you're expecting this big, huge blow up and all this dramatic music, and then it's like, you idiot. That was it. Just, she narrows her eyes at him and she's like, idiot.
You could tell why they fell in love. You can tell why they are a couple, because they just work so well together.
They are so well suited for each other. It's absolutely amazing. I love them together. Like, you think you know how they're going to be together, and oftentimes that's not the case. Nope. If you imagine Miz and Maurice together, this is it. This is, at least for me, in my mind's eye, given how he is, yeah, you just, it's... This is exactly how you picture it, that their life going.
Now, what made this show really good is it's short.
Yes.
If you had to expand this comedy over an hour, it wouldn't work. But in the 22-minute, half-hour format, it works so well. Because you don't have to go in full detail about every single story. You tell it to its point, you hit the punchline, and it's done. Simple as that.
Yeah, and what's nice is the cast is very, very small. It's essentially Ms. Maurice, Maurice's mother, and then we have guest appearances from Ms.'s family. But the main core cast, it looks like, of the show is going to be Ms. Maurice and her mother.
Right, and then you'll have some of Ms.'s friends from wrestling involved, and we'll see. I think Dolph is going to be one of the players throughout the season.
Yeah, because they're BFFs.
Yeah, so we'll see how it goes. But yeah, this is great. Let's get into it.
All right. So right out of the bat, start of the show, not even 2 seconds into the show, Miz is being a diva. He's complaining about the chair that they're sitting on, which is a bench with a pillow. And there's Maurice in all her glory, 9 months pregnant, probably, or 8 months pregnant, probably uncomfortable as hell. And she's like, oh, poor Mike. And Maurice is pointing to her belly the whole time. She's like, you must be so uncomfortable. I'm so sorry for you. It just this utter mocking tone. It was great.
It was fantastic.
And then we get the flashbacks to when Maurice and Miz met on the Diva Search, and basically he admits it's the most turned on he's ever been when she whispered in French in his ear.
And she went, I knew it!
Yes. And he's like, repeat the thing. Do the thing. And she does the thing, and they translate the thing, and he's like, there you go. It's like, oh my god. The fact that you two found each other makes me so happy. And then we see, like, flashbacks to Maurice being pregnant and the gender reveal, and she is currently pregnant in the first episode, so it's, like, basically the build-up to where she is now.
Yeah, we get the whole backstory of, okay, yeah, we announced that we're pregnant, here's the big party we threw to the gender reveal, and now we're dropping the scoops, we're moving from Los Angeles to Texas.
Yeah, so this is basically the last few weeks of them at Chateau Marmis in LA. They're getting ready to move. And so, yeah, that's what that is. And I really want to know what prompts the move to Texas. Like, what makes you go, okay, I'm going to move to Austin?
Well, there are certain factors that probably did. One, probably just to raise a family, just get them out of that area. Just, you know, so you don't have the paparazzi and everything. It's, if you want to get a candid shot of the baby, you have to go to Texas. Like, because Miz is breaking out into movies and reality television and everything like that. It's to stay away from the glitz and the glamour. It's to get somewhere where you can actually raise a family, like a certain dead man has done.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not knocking Austin at all. Austin is an amazing, fun city. If you've ever gone, it's great. If you haven't gone, you should totally go. Lots of great bars, restaurants, dancing, all that fun stuff. But yeah, I mean, I get your point. And I think it was mainly, if I remember right from the last time she was on Total Divas, their house had gotten broken into several times and they were looking at moving out of the house and they had gotten a really good offer for the house. And it's like, well, for them to move anywhere in LA, and mind you, they have probably a, I would say 1.1 million to 1.5 million somewhere in their budget for their house in LA. And that's a really, really good budget anywhere else. In LA, 1 to 1.5 doesn't buy you a lot. And they really could not probably get into the neighborhoods that they wanted to get into for that cost.
They'd probably
for that price.
They would have to get up to like $10 million.
Yeah. So it's, they can't afford to live in LA or stay in LA and be where they want to be. So it's okay. Well, we can't be where we want to be in LA. Let's look at going somewhere else. And so they settled on Austin and they've, looks like they're moving into a very nice house based on the promos. Although it's really funny, because I was just looking at houses in Austin. I swear to God, I saw the Zillow listing for the house that they bought. Don't ask me why I was looking at houses in Austin, but I swear to God, I thought I saw the Zillow listing. I think I know where it is, too. Not to be creepy.
Stalker.
No. No. I have friends that live in Austin. They work for the company that I work for there, and so I was looking at houses in Austin with them. So that's why. Just so everybody's not like, oh my God, you're a stalker, like some other people here. But
stalker.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought I saw that Zillow listing. So then we find, then we meet Maurice's mother, who she lives with them 6 months out of the year, and she has a big mouth according to Miz. That is not a lie. I love Maurice's mother. Love her. Holy crap, she's amazing.
She is great.
So basically she's wandering around their kitchen and she's like, do you notice anything? And she's French Canadian, so she speaks in this wonderful accent. And I'm not going to try to redo it, but she's like, do you notice anything? And she's like waving her ass at her daughter. And she's like, I went shopping today. And her daughter's like, Maurice is like, did you buy butt pads? And she's like, yes, I did, because everyone's freaking out these days about big butts. And then she walks up to Mike and she's like, do you like my ass? And she's like waving her ass in his face. And it's just like hilarity ensues. I forget exactly what he says or what happens that makes her chase Miz around the house.
He makes some comment and then she starts pulling the butt stuff out of her ass and they start running around the house.
Yeah, she starts chasing him around the house with the butt stuff in her hand, which is just amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
And then Miz says that the hardest thing he's done is being a dad or getting ready to be a dad. And by the way, he's not nervous and he's still complaining about
the
seat.
He
hates the seat. Like, just, I can't even describe the sit-downs with them, because it's just so perfect.
It is perfect.
It's just so perfect. So then we're in the car, and Maurice is, like, 20-something days from giving birth. And Miz corrects her and says that, you know, she's like, she's pregnant, and Miz is like, no, we're pregnant. And she's like,
right. Right, right.
We. There's a we in this.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. And I'm one here with the everything, and you're just there.
You're just over there. And then he talks about how big her boobs are. And she's like, well, you know they're going to get bigger, right? And Miz is like, I can't wait. Like, he's so excited. And the exact quote is, I'm going to be a motorboating son of a bitch.
And the look on her face is like, I don't know if I want you anywhere there motorboating any of that.
Well, and that's what she said. She's like, I don't know if I'm going to want you near me during that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he's like, and then he brings up how, you know, pregnancy can make you gassy. And has she having that problem? And Maurice is like, almost answers it, and she looks at the camera, and she's like, I don't fart. I don't do that.
Maurice doesn't fart.
She doesn't do that. And he's like sitting there like, lies. So many lies right
even
now.
Even if the doctor says that's supposed to happen, Maurice doesn't fart.
And he's like, fine, okay, you're not going to admit it. So then we cut to Raw 25, and Maurice is there. She's uber pregnant because she appeared on Raw 25, and everybody's touching the belly. Like, yeah, everybody's touching the belly. We see the Bellas rubbing the belly, and Miz Dust doesn't understand it, to which he's told, that's a girl thing. It's just, that's just what we do when other girls get pregnant, is we rub the belly. I've actually heard it's a good luck thing, too.
Because then it's, could you feel the baby kick?
Yeah, did you feel the baby kick? Do you want to feel the heartbeat? Do you want to, like, carry the baby for me while I go get a coffee? Because that'd be awesome.
That's not a thing.
Which, by the way, she's not drinking coffee. I don't know how she's not drinking coffee.
She wanted some.
She did want some, and he wouldn't let her have it. And it's like, I salute you. You are my hero, because I don't think I could get through 9 months of no coffee. That would be just terrible. That would be awful. So anyway, so Maurice tells Miz at Raw 25 that they're going to do the pregnancy photo shoot of her all in her pregnant glory, and that the only day she could schedule it for, based on everybody's schedules, because she's using a friend as a photographer, is Wednesday. And he's like, well, I get home Wednesday. And she's like, well, okay, but I'll go over early and I'll do my stuff, and then you can fly in and you can just show up and do it. And he's like, okay, if it makes you happy, fine, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
So this was the single best part of this entire episode, was this photo shoot. Maurice is having trouble with her shoes because she's so pregnant she can't see her feet anymore, so she can't bend down to put on her heels. So she has to have her friend help her put on her shoes.
And you know how close they are, where, because she was all down there.
Yep, she's all up in that business. That's what girls do for each other. So then they're trying to get hold of Miz, and they don't know where he is, and he's running behind. And they're having bad phone reception because she tries to call him, and the call drops, and they're trying to get hold of each other, and they can't do it. And so they finally, like, connect. As she's taking pictures, solo shots. She finally gets hold of him, and they talk, and they're having breakup issues. And she's like, we're doing an implied nude photo shoot. That's what she says, but all he hears is nude photo shoot.
And then he asks the driver of the car, is that weird?
Well, it was funny because he's like, he's in the car, right? And you actually see the driver driving the car, right? And the driver's driving along and he's trying not to pay attention. And then Miz is like, she wants me to do a nude photo shoot. And the driver just kind of like turns slightly and reacts to it. And then Miz is like, is that weird?
And then there was no response.
And then the driver's just like, just raises his eyebrow and he's like, I'm not answering that question. It was just perfect.
Yeah, it was.
So Miz is like, okay, if you want me to do a new photo shoot, I'll do a new photo shoot. Anything to make her happy. And he arrives. And he asks her if she's sure that she wants to do this. And she's like, yeah. You know, just go change. So he goes into the back and he strips butt-ass naked. And there's no towel. There's no robe. There's no nothing.
Nope. At this point, Maurice is getting her ass sprayed.
Yes. And it's cold. And so his whole he's like, well, do I walk out and cover myself? And then he's like, no, because everybody's going to be super embarrassed. So I'm just going to, you know, walk out, uber confident, dick out.
After he fluffed it all up.
Yeah, because he has to fluff it all up. He had to fluff up the Miztourage. And to quote him, it's a little cold. And then the Miz walks out, and everybody freaks out. Like, they all start screaming, and it's like, oh my god, what the actual fuck?
That's a direct quote.
That is a direct quote. Like, they're all screaming and laughing and like, what the hell? And just everybody's freaking out. And he's like, what? What? You said it was a nude photo shoot. And then she's like, implied nude! Implied nude! Abort! Abort! And then he quickly gets embarrassed and he covers himself. And the photographer's like, I've seen you naked! I can't unsee that now! I've seen his junk! I can't unsee it!
And then it gets better.
And then it gets better! Because they do the cutaway to Miz, and Miz is like, bitching the black box guy, where he's like, the normal for a guy is 5 to 7 inches. You're not doing me any favors, black box guy. You're not doing me any favors. He's like, make it bigger. And so they make it bigger. And he's like, no, bigger. So they have to, like, continue to stretch the black box until Big Mike is of appropriate size.
So then Miz gets in position. And they're telling him, you need to tuck Big Mike in.
No. First, when they tell him the implied photo shoot, they show him Maurice's pictures. And there's one of her kneeling on the ground, where she's she's in like basically profile, but she's turned back looking at the camera, and she's got her arms crossed over her boobs, so all that's covered, and then because she's in profile, you don't see any of the lower bits. And so Miz is like, I can do that. That would be hilarious.
Yeah.
So he then proceeds to do the same exact pose, and he's in a robe. They cover him up, and it's a short robe, and it keeps coming undone at the bottom, so Big Mike keeps popping out to say hello. And so they finally get him in position. Maurice is crying because she's laughing so hard.
Yeah.
She's just lost it. And they're like, suck in your stomach. And so he sucks it in and he makes himself look all real, like regal. And they're like, oh, this is beautiful. This is wonderful. You look great. You know, suck it in, suck it in. And he's doing all these faces and stuff. It's just like, oh my God. I want like the whole raw footage from that. I want, because there's more there that we don't get to see. I want to see it. I want to see just the entire hilarity surrounding that entire situation, because to quote The Miz, it would be awesome. So then, after the nude photo shoot, we go on set with The Miz for Champs versus Stars. Maurice is with him. She's got the dogs. And they go into the RV, and she was going to leave the dogs in the RV, except the door doesn't close. So Miz tries to close the door. He struggles with it, but then he closes it. And she's like, we really need to talk about the move to Austin. He's like, okay. And she's like, well, we have to figure out how to get the family in there, because they have two cats, they have two dogs, they're going to have a baby, and they have them. So it's like, and her mother. So how do they get everybody there? Miz wants to take an RV. He thinks he can pack everybody into a tiny RV, a Winnebago, which she can't say. By the way, it's hilarious. He keeps correcting her whenever she says Winnebago.
Yeah.
She wants to take a private jet.
Out of all things, she wants to take a private jet.
And he's like, are you serious? Do you have any idea how much money that's going to be? And he's like, nope, we are taking an RV. And she's like, I'm not riding with you in an RV. You don't even know how to drive one. Not doing the thing. And then it's like, they do the cutaway and it's like, Maurice is going to be a Texan. Yeehaw. And he gets her to say it. And she can't even say it right.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. So basically they leave it to the smaller of the two dogs. And he's like, if you want to ride to Austin in an RV, lick your lips. And of course the dog licks its lips. And he's like, there you go. We're riding in the RV. And she's like, no, we're not doing that. No, damn it. So then we go to Raw in Anaheim, and we see Maurice and Miz backstage. Maurice meets Rhonda, and Nia asks about the baby name, and they said that, you know, they're not going to tell anybody else, because the last time they told somebody, they said it sounded like a stripper name, so they're keeping it secret. And Mike is backstage walking around, and she comes up to him, and she's like, hey, do you have time for a second? And he's like, well, no, but I'll have time for you. So they walk outside to one of the ultra nice, ultra modern, ultra sleek travel buses. And Maurice is like, I have solved our problem. The solution is this. And she points at the bus. And Miz is just standing there like, really? And he actually is like, do you know how much that's going to cost? And she's like, it's cheaper than a plane!
And he was sold right there.
He was sold right there. And she's like, and you don't have to drive. Which still sells her. So they go on the bus and she's like, I'm not crazy about the bunks. And he's like, oh, you want one of the ones with the master in the bath? Back, and she's like, yeah. And he's like, okay, all right, I could see that. And then she's like, look, I fit in the bathroom. And he's like, yeah, you do. And he shuts the door on her. And basically, they both agree, happy wife, happy life.
Pretty much.
So then later, Maurice is doing Renee Young's Instagram show with her. But, you know, Maurice basically tells us that she's obsessed with carrot dirt smell. Okay, that's an interesting one. And then she doesn't feel well. She kind of feels like what she says are contractions in her belly. And, you know, she has to sit down for a second. And Renee is like, okay, well, you know, let me go get Mike. Because, again, she's right in that window where she's getting ready to give birth. She's in her 9th month. So it could go...
Anytime.
She could be anywhere. So it's like she actually probably should not be traveling at this point.
But they were in Anaheim, so it's like a drive.
They're close, so it's okay.
Yeah, she was not on a plane.
So... they have to go find Mike. Renee finds Titus. Titus goes and gets Mike. And basically, they're both running through the backstage. They tell him, she's having contractions, you know. And Titus is like, Miz is going to be a daddy. He's going to have a baby. And so Mike is like running through the backstage. It's ultra dramatic. And he's like, you know, and they tell him, she's in catering. And he's like, okay, great. And he expects to walk in and find her on the table. People on the floor vomiting. People on the floor passed out because there's a child right there, you know. The WWE doctor's working to deliver his child. You know, this ultra-dramatic scene. He sees it all. He walks in. What is she doing? She's eating a damn cookie.
It was a good cookie.
It was a really good cookie. And he's just going, WTF.
And he's trying to blame Titus.
Titus's like, no, man, no, this is not my fault. And she's like, no, I just didn't feel good for a second. And I love how everybody around there is, like, trying to act inconspicuous.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we had appearances from the bar. Sheamus and Cesaro, they were there. I forget who else was there. There were a bunch of other people there. But
Dana,
yeah, so.
Dana was there, I believe, somewhere in the background.
Yeah.
You had a bunch of people in the background for it. And he, like, I thought she would be having her legs up on the table, you know, ready to go. And they're like, no, she's just sitting there eating cookie. That's it. And he's just all sad and stunned. And he just ran around the whole entire building looking for her.
But it was so cute. And so that makes the nerves kick in for him. That makes it real for him. They're going to have a baby. Because it didn't become real when, you know, they did everything else. It's, they're going to have a baby.
Right. And what she was suffering from was the Braxton Hicks contractions. That's what caused it all.
Yeah.
All the false alarms. So that was it. Because Titus mentioned it at the end of the episode. It was like, them damn Braxton Hicks. This was a great show. This was a great premiere episode.
Yeah.
Big props to Maryse. Big props to The Miz. They're awesome. No pun intended.
Pun fully intended.
This was a great show. I enjoyed the hell out of it. I can't wait for episode 2.
I loved how refreshing this was. I loved that this was just 30 minutes of laughter. That the drama was there, but it wasn't overdone. It wasn't too much. It didn't feel heavy. I loved that the problems were solved very simply, very quickly, and that the problems were really ultra simple. And like I said, it wasn't over-dramatized.
They were very relatable issues.
Yeah, I mean, it's normal couple issues. It's normal couple problems. And I think they've been together long enough that they've worked out a lot of that other stuff. And now at this point, they're just them. And they work together as a team. And you see that. That there's not this, she's keeping secrets from him and he's keeping secrets from her and all this other crap. They communicate with each other. They give each other crap. They work as a team. And it's a wonderful thing to see. It's a very healthy, happy relationship. They're very comfortable with each other. And it's just wonderful. Like I said, it's just the best way I can describe it is refreshing. I love the hell out of this show. I'm very, very sad it's only like a half season. I hope it gets picked up for a season 2 and it runs for more episodes because it's worth it. They set out to make a different type of reality show. And I feel like they really succeeded in what they did. Because again, it's something that you can just sit here for 30 minutes and just enjoy. You don't get caught up in the drama. You don't like feel like absolutely exhausted after it, you know?
Oh yeah, it was stress-free. It was funny. All in all, great show.
So, that does it for episode 1 of Miz and Mrs. on USA Network. Everybody check it out because it's awesome. I love that we get to make that pun. That makes me so happy we get to make that pun.
It is Rack Radio Show on all your favorite social medias, Instagram, Stitcher, TuneIn, Facebook, Twitter, you name it, Rack Radio Show. Check out The Rack every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern.
And we will be back with the Rack Extra Reviews, episode 2 of Miz and Mrs. next week. And also check out Total Bellas and upcoming Total Divas very soon. But till then, bye!